back to the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Dobbs' decision out. Roe v. Wade is no longer the quote-unquote law of the land, in case you live under a rock and are just tuning in. So the Dobbs decision finally came out, and the mania of the media, it looks like it's going about as well as it could go, looking up at CNN. And MSNBC, and then I guess Fox is showing us B-roll of political protest. Anyway, enough of that. Joining us now on the line, he is our returning champion. Always a pleasure to hear from State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I am great. It is it's a great day in Alabama.
Well, let's kick it off here. Your reaction, court ruling. You've had some, just because of, by virtue of what the legislature did in this last quadrennium, but now that it's official, what do you make of it?
Jeff, you know, when this first came out this morning, I got to thinking about it and kind of just got a little introspective for a minute, and I thought, you know, this is why I do this. I mean, you do this to be impactful. And your Alabama legislator, your senators and your House members have been impactful. You know, there is arguably the most restrictive abortion ban in the United States on the books in Alabama right now, because your legislators stood up and made the hard choice in the face of, you know, some very, very serious protests. Yeah, the senators were on Saturday Night Live being mocked in various national magazines being mocked. They had coat hangers mailed to their offices and their homes, nasty, letters and have been attacked, nationally. But we stood up, we did what was right, and we did it hoping that this day would happen, and now it's here. And it is a great day for life in Alabama. And it's a good day for the Constitution.
Well, and we talked about this now, and don't want to make you think that we're getting too far ahead of things here, but do you first see the need or the possibility of legislature going back in and looking at the 2019 ban or doing anything to tweak it?
I don't see the need for that at all. It was a lengthy debate. It was a passionate debate. It was a heartfelt debate. Where, tough issues were discussed and handled. And I think it's settled in Alabama. This opinion, it needs to be clear, returns that power to the states, which should have always have resided with the states. And in Alabama, we're a pro-life state. It's in our Constitution. It is enshrined in the law. And women that want to go have an abortion, they can do it somewhere else, but they're not going to be able to do it in Alabama.
And, that part, sometimes we forget about it, but the constitutional language is in there, right? That even if you wanted to do something, even if we wanted after the fact to go back and tweak it, should whatever reason the legislature decided to do that, it would be unconstitutional per the state constitution, correct?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. So, the voters have made that clear through a constitutional amendment. The legislature, again, has already passed the most restrictive abortion ban in the state. Alabama is a pro-life state, and we've always meant it. Now, with the removal of what has been close to 50 years of judicial overreach, we are finally literally a pro-life state.
My guess is, and you probably hear more from people than I do. I mean, obviously I hear from talk radio listeners, but this seems pretty universal to me. This is where the public in Alabama is, that, and we said they voted for it, but they are good with what you guys, for the most part. I know there's always there's some people on the other side of this issue, but overwhelming majority of Alabamians are good with a across-the-board abortion ban where the only exception would be the life of the mother.
Well, that's how the United States Constitution is set up, right? States are supposed to be places where, where you experiment with democracy, and they're different. States are different. Our founding fathers you know, set up the Constitution like that. They didn't expect people in Maine to be the same as people in Alabama or people in California to be the same as they are in Mississippi. Different. And in Alabama, you know, the voters, my constituents are clear on what they want. This was an issue in almost everyone's campaign. These are the questions you get asked by people. Where are you on this issue? And until now, it mattered, but there wasn't much you could do about it. Well, now those legislators around the country that have not already clearly put either in their constitution or in the law where they are on abortion are going to do that. And we're going to see those legislatures start taking this issue up and hopefully deciding on the side of life.
I mean, this is something, you know, you sometimes grumble, but when you're in a town hall or debate or whatever campaign trail sort of situation, and somebody asks you about one of these national issues, one of these hot button issues, and it's like, well, you know, the state government does X, Y, and Z, and this is probably, but in this circumstance, it really is important. It really is important from a policy level at the state level that this discussion had been had in the past about abortion.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. I mean, all too often, you know, it was easy, and we'll see this in the coming days and weeks and months across the country in states where this discussion has not been taking place in state legislatures. But, you know, where it's too easy to simply, you know, dodge the question and say it's a federal issue, it's not really up to the state legislature. And the court, for all too long, has really occupied that space and said that this is a constitutional right when clearly it's not. And it should not be decided by the states. It should be protected by the federal government. And clearly it shouldn't be. This is a state's issue. And you're going to see quite a few of those conversations happening in state legislatures around the country now. And it's going to be very interesting to watch. I'm just proud that Alabama has already taken that stance, has been very clear and very definite about it. Life really does begin at conception.
Well, I tell you something else, though. You know, Roe v. Wade to me was so thinly decided that it was a house of cards. It was a sitting duck in a political environment that lined up the way it did. It was going to be eventually overturned. But I guess the question now is, and whether we do this through the courts or the constitutional amendment or whatever, but to me the underlying question that we somehow got to figure out is do you get personhood inside the womb, and if so, do you get the same constitutional protections? While this kicks it back to the states, it just doesn't answer that fundamental question yet.
It doesn't, and you'll see different answers to that question in different states. And you've seen laws that protect a baby inside the womb, from murder, from crimes, things like that. And the personhood argument is going to be one that may come back up. You're right. And that will be, even further complicated, as we look at different states and what that means in different states. But I think that in Alabama in particular, you could not get more absolute than where Alabama's law is. And where it will stay, if I have anything to say with it.
Well, is there anything that needs to be done going in the other direction? More money or more resources for enforcement or whatever it may be. Is there anything else the legislature needs to do to bolster the ruling we saw today?
I don't think so in Alabama. I mean, it's very clear. If you're a doctor performing an abortion in Alabama after today, you're an idiot. You're literally taking your life in your own hands. And if you don't think that the full weight of the state's not going to come down on you, you're absolutely wrong. The Alabama law is clear as a bell on that. So I don't think you'll see any abortions performed in Alabama. Certainly not anybody, any medical professionals. And they'll be illegal with the most severe of penalties associated with them. So I don't think there's anything else that needs to be done to the law. I would resist any attempts to add any additional exceptions, to the law other than, what's in there currently.
Joined by State Senator Chris Elliott here on the program, our returning champion. Senator, some of these election challenges, getting out of the abortion realm and back into the election realm. Well, let's go here first. Your reaction to what we saw on Tuesday night, the primary runoffs, to be pretty much like we had expected them to go. Well, I'll just toss it to you. Tell us what you think about Tuesday night.
Well, I think that the election outcome was really what was expected. The only surprise may have been the margins. I expected my friend Katie Britt to be victorious, but I'll be honest with you, I did not expect her to win by the huge margin that she did. I think that's pretty telling. I was a little surprised too by the margin that Wes Allen had represented Wes Allen in the Secretary of State's race. Of course, you and I may have some blinders on when it comes to the popularity of Jim Ziegler here in South Alabama, as opposed to the rest of the state. I think Wes Allen's going to do a great job, and I supported Wes in his bid. But I was surprised by the margin there. Probably not really any surprises other than the margins. And I'll say this too about Katie Drake in particular. I was really impressed, not just with the energy shown by the campaign, but the excitement of the people and in general and her supporters. It's hard nowadays for a politician to generate that type of genuine enthusiasm and excitement for a candidate. I haven't seen it in a long time. And Katie's able to do that. And that's exciting, not just for the state, but for Katie's future and where she goes from here.
What type of your political consultant? And you look at what she did. I'm not going to deny the $20 million certainly helped with the PAC money and all of that. But if we are to give her the benefit of the doubt and that's a separate apparatus, even though it doesn't, like I said, it doesn't hurt, but it's just how the game is. It's the system we have. As far as what she did, I watched her on the campaign trail. I went to some of her events all throughout, and you saw when she first started, it was awkward. She really didn't have her sea legs under her. She got better and better and better. And by the end, I've seen stump speeches, probably thousands of them over my career covering these things. And the thing I always look for is not necessarily what the speech is about or the substance or what they're saying. It's how the audience is reacting to it. And a recent memory, probably the one that really, really resonates in my head was always Tommy Tuberville and the locker room speech mixed with politics was just golden. But she got better and better. And where Mo Brooks, I think, struggled was that. That connection that he just kind of went back to his angry PowerPoint presentation about doom and gloom, but she at least offered that optimism. And I just think overall, you look at the results, that's what you got to do to win in Alabama, right? You got to offer something that is, I'm going to make it better, and I'm not just going to keep the worst of all scenarios from happening.
You're exactly right, and people have got to believe that you care. You know, the first time my daughter met Katie, it was up in Gunnersville at a Will Ainsworth event, and we walked away afterwards, and my daughter, who's 13, said, she looked at me in the eye, and she could, I mean, she said, she just, wow, that was amazing. And I thought that takeaway was, really something from a 14-year or a 13-year-old little girl who said, She cared. She connected with me. And Katie has that ability. The passion in her voice that you hear when she's on the stump, it just resonates with people. When she looks at you and she shakes your hand, and she connects with you every time. And that's something, a lot of politicians would like to have, try to have, but she's a master of it. And I think she does genuinely care. Not only did she convince people she cared, but she showed them that she genuinely cares. And that's something Mo just was not, you know, not able to do. You know, Congressman Brooks is a good, solid conservative, but at the end of the day, people want to elect folks that they feel they know, that they like, and that they feel, you know, share their values and care for them and are concerned about them. And Kay just was able to sell that all day long.
Right. This isn't an indictment of a Congressman Brooks. His, you know, he's right on a lot of policy and a lot of, you know, whatever you think of him, he does stand for the conservative side of things, but the game is about winning elections and not necessarily winning the debate trophy, right? And I think the lesson from this for me, and this bears it out in some of the rural counties, is you got to offer something more than just the – and this is a lesson for, I think, people that want these conservative things like school choice or the definitive Common Core law or whatever it may be. You got to put a personality with it that they can sell it, that makes people want to be a part of it. That you want to win people to your side, so much of the retail politics cannot be discounted.
You're exactly right. When we start talking about candidate recruitment and who needs to run and what in order to advance conservative policies, you've got to understand that most of the electorate is not as in tune as you or I or your listeners are. To the individual policies, you know, what the nuances of that. They are going to vote for someone who they feel that they like, that is likable, and that they feel cares about them and in general shares their values. They're not going to get into the weeds on this policy, that policy. You gotta be a salesperson to be a politician, and Katie just had that in the bag.
Senator, we got to leave it there. Thanks for making time, and we will do this all over again next week.
Sounds great. Enjoy this beautiful day in South Alabama and this great day for our country.
State Senator Chris Elliott there on the line, our returning champion. Let's get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is FM Talk 106.5.
Mona tried to tell me to stay away from the train line. She said that all the railroad men just drink up your blood.